This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, and the list goes on. You get the picture. Have much to cover. Before I get to this first topic, I just want to let the American people know, and the 53 countries that are listening in today, if you are told the truth about what's going on in your country, if the media is faithful to playing the part of what they claim to be, namely journalists, you'd be up in arms. You're being continuously inundated with that which puts you back to sleep. Nothing alarming, just soothing. And here we are, America. I'm here again blowing the trumpet once again today. I want to say this. If you haven't been over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, do yourself a favor and do so. We're being censored like crazy. We're being shadow banned over on Twitter. Google search has completely diverted our content away from our page. So that means they don't want you having this information. They only attack those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. As a matter of fact, when you get a moment, read Revelations 12:17. That will explain as to what I'm talking about here on a spiritual playing field, literally. This all comes from the generation that refuses to correct themselves. And this is an article that I just wrote, and it was just posted today. It tells us in the book of Acts 2, verse 40, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, what am I talking about? Well, I'm going to give you an analogy first, and then I'll bring you to what I'm talking about, okay? There's a story that needs to be told, true or not. I cannot tell, but the story gets across a very important lesson from which we can all learn. Read Proverbs 1:3 when you get a moment. There was a man preparing to go to bed, and as he tidied himself up, he locked his doors, he dimmed out the lights, and then went up the stairs and turned in. As he dozed off into a deep sleep, he was soon awakened by his barking dog. At the same time the dog was barking, it was also darting towards the front door. Well, this angered the man. So he got out of bed and grabbed the newspaper and began whipping the barking dog over the head, finally shutting the dog up. Now, this, of course, quieted the dog down, at least temporarily, as the man then returned to bed. Read Amos 7:12. A couple of minutes later, the dog began to bark again. This time, the dog barked louder and louder, darting once again towards the front door. The man went and grabbed a broom and began to beat the dog into quiet submission. Matthew 21, verse 35. Now, when the man returned to bed, one more time, friends, the dog once again began to bark louder and louder in a more aggressive manner. Well, that was it. The man would have no more of this dog. He went into his closet and pulled out his shotgun and shot his dog dead. Okay? After the dog was dead, he went upstairs and returned to bed, thinking within himself, good, now I can go to sleep. Little did he know that there was a man outside his home trying to break in. With the dog now dead, it was easy enough for him to break into the man's home and end his life, and so he did. This last week, friends, I was having a conversation with an individual who was trying to tell me as to how I should deliver my message. I mean, after all, he said, it's not what you say, but how you say it that matters. Well, let me just say this first and foremost. If I was driving down the street and the signs were removed that there's a cliff in front of me, and if I keep going forward, I'm going to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to my own destruction. And if someone cared enough about me to turn and yell at me, warning, warning, this is what's in front of you, impending danger, impending danger. I just got a simple question for you. Would you be angry with that person for saving your life? I'm a preacher, so I'm talking about soul matters. Are you angry with the preacher for blowing the trumpet? Are you angry with me for telling you this is what's in front of you right now? Because if you do, and you are, you deserve what you've got coming. Because if you keep going forward and you end up over the cliff, I'm just there to remind you of the signs, the Word of God, and what it says, not what men think. Okay? So with that said, regardless of how one says it, it shouldn't matter. What should matter is the content, the pith and the marrow of what is said and why it was said. That's what matters. The Bible clearly tells us open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. The Bible tells us faithful are the wounds of a friend. Matter of fact, Jesus said directly in Revelations 3, verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. What's his message? He just gave it to you. Also, take time to read Matthew 3, 2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I want you to remember, friends, concerning what I'm highlighting here, is remember with me that these kind of comments, it's not what you say, but how you say it that matters, is coming from the generation of those who refuse to correct themselves. Read Proverbs 15:32 when you get a moment. And those that continuously reject the counsel of God against themselves. Read Luke 7:30. Now, it's coming from those who are continuously caught up with the same propaganda that comes from the mainstream media that they say, right? That they say that they do not believe in. Romans 1:18 tells us that they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, how hypocritical and ignorant can these people be? Remember again in Matthew 23, verse 3, it tells us Jesus rebuking the Pharisees, right? And the scribes, the doctors of the law. Also remember Jesus warned us of the leaven of the Herodians. That's government doctrine, corrupt. He also warned us to beware of the Pharisaical leaven, friends, the corrupt doctrine of the said church. He warned us of both of them, okay? Now, when you go back to Matthew 23:3, these people like to tell you what to do, but it's interesting that they themselves don't practice what they preach, and this applies to both categories, both the Herodians and the Pharisees. Now, how foolish they look to the up-and-coming generation, friends, I'm telling you in a big way. This all coming from the generation that refuses to correct itself. I'm going to come right back to this, and we're going to cover more when we get the time allotted. Cool? 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word Forward button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you'd like to jump in online at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE on Facebook. My Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, check it out. We got a brand new video going up every week. With that said, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean, it will pull up, friends. Again, I just wanted to let you know, stick to the topic if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you during the first segment that this is all coming from the generation that refuses to correct themselves. And who am I talking about? Well, Bradley, it's not so much, you know, what you say, but it's how you say it. And I gave the analogy, friends, a parable, perhaps. That's how Jesus continuously taught. He taught them not without a parable, friends, 1 Corinthians 2:14. And this is how it goes. There was a man preparing to go to bed, and as he tidied himself up, he locked his doors and dimmed out the lights and went up the stairs and turned in. As he dozed off, into a deep sleep, he was soon awakened by his dog that was barking. And at the same time the dog was barking, it was also darting towards the front door. Well, this angered the man, so he got out of bed and grabbed a newspaper, and he began to whip the barking dog over the head, finally shutting him up. Now, this, of course, quieted the dog down temporarily as the man then returned to bed. Read Amos 7:12. A couple of minutes later, the dog began to bark again. This time, the dog barked louder and louder, darting once again towards the front door. The man went and grabbed a broom and began to beat the dog into quiet submission. Matthew 21, verse 35. Read that when you get a moment. When the man returned to bed, the dog once again began to bark louder and louder again in a more aggressive manner. That was it. The man would have no more of this. He went into his closet, pulled out his shotgun, and he shot his dog dead. After the dog was dead, he went upstairs and returned to bed. Now, he could have just took heed to what the dog was barking at, but he didn't bother to do that. He got mad at the dog because he was barking. Now, after the fact, friends, after he shot his dog dead, he went upstairs and returned to bed. This time he went to bed without any further disruptions, or so he thought. Little did he know that there was a man outside his home trying to break in, and with the dog now dead, it was easy enough for him to break into the man's home and end his life, and this is exactly what he did. Friends, this is my position in the body of Christ, to put the trumpet up to my mouth and blow it to warn you of the impending dangers. I shared with you during the first segment, friends, if you just simply pull the curtain back at what's being omitted through the press, friends, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, pull the curtain back and you would be up in arms, friends, as to what's going on. You are under attack. Americans, you are under attack, okay? Now, with that said, I'm highlighting now those that say, Bradley, it's not what you say, but how you say it. Again, this coming from the generation who refuses to correct themselves, those that continuously reject the counsel of God against themselves to their own demise everlastingly, okay? From those who are continuously caught up with the propaganda that comes from the mainstream media that, again, they say they don't believe in. And I ask the question, how hypocritical and ignorant can these people be? How foolish they look to the up-and-coming generations. I'm caught up to this point. Now, friends, these are also the same people that have put us into the predicament that we're in today and yet want us to listen to their ill-advised and biblical and constitutional illiteracy advice, friends. They want us to listen to their advice in hopes of making more twofold children of hell. These are the ones that say, oh, we've got you've got so much to learn from us. Listen, I can see what we need to undo, that which you wanted to teach us, and you taught us through inaction as to the predicament that we're in today. Look at the enemies within today, friends, and yet these are the same people, friends, that are saying to Bradley Dean, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know, the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter how it's said, it just needs to be said, and furthermore, it needs to be done. Again, these are the same people caught up into the message of circular reasoning, or that of circus of politics, where the left-right paradigm plays on, right, as if to suggest that we have several different versions of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, which is constantly being fueled by the conservative talking heads only to further divide the American people. Mark 3:25. Divide the American people into what? And helping mold the people into a deceived and more easily conquered ready prey. And that's exactly what the conservatives of the day, the best you have today, America, is the very reason that you're in trouble. Because you take heed to them. Okay? And who fuels the left-right paradigm more than today's conservatives, friends? And it's all unconstitutional. And they just happen to be the people's favorites, right? Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the case, then you're one of the people that I'm talking about. Okay, because you're a part of the generation that refuses to correct itself. Now, if you're not, I want you to listen to me, okay? Because this is important that you get this. I have four boys. And when I correct my four boys, I'm usually correcting one at a time. Okay, because I have one set of eyes, one set of ears. I have one mouth. Okay, so I can pay attention. I can do a lot, friends. But when I correct my kids, I have to deal with them individually. And if I'm correcting one son, I have one in particular that likes to say to me, well, Dad, I didn't do that. I'm not the one that did that. And then I look at him and I say to him, well, then you're not the one that I'm talking to. And I said to him yesterday, I said, listen, if you're on the highway and a cop pulls over a car for speeding, and he didn't pull you over, you don't pull over on the side of the road, walk up to the cop and say to him, sir, I wasn't speeding. I looked at him and I said, listen, he didn't pull you over. Just like when I'm correcting your brothers, I'm correcting them. And if you're not one that needs to be corrected, then we're on the same page. Peace. So it is for those that have ears to hear. So it is for those that have eyes to see. For those that love the truth, we're on the same page. So when I'm making a statement about the responsible party, it's not a broad brush stroke. It's to those that it applies to. And people need to get that. Well, Bradley, you were pretty harsh on us today. Well, if you're walking in the light as I'm walking in the light, and we have fellowship as one with another, namely the Son of God, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins, we're all being perfected by grace through the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Titus 3. Then you're not one I was talking about. We're in this together. You should be doing the same thing that I'm doing. And if you're one of those people, then guess what? I hold up both arms with the peace sign up. Peace. We're in this together. I just needed to say that because sometimes people say, well you were kind of hard on us. Well, you know what? The cop didn't pull you over, did he? If he didn't pull you over, then you're fine. Keep driving. So, with that said, and this is the greater part of those that are listening, friends. For those that are still caught up into the circus of politics, you need to understand, and I'm going to make short of this, it's not real. They're actors. The agenda goes forward like crazy today. Under the guise of what you've been told, and under false pretenses, friends, of what you've been told. Here. Yeah, I got it. Thank you, Lord. I'm doing live radio, and this just came to my aid, and it's something I need to share with you. Just went to this website. There's a couple of websites I check out every day just to see what they have to say. And one of them is so deceived by Trump, it sickens me to the core. Another one isn't, and another one is. And this one, which falls to the category of the first one that I was highlighting, is the total Trumpite. And it's talking about Donald Trump set to rock big tech industry. And he's talking about Facebook, and he's talking about Twitter, and he's talking about Google. He's talking about, you know, what Donald Trump is now going to do to all of these big tech companies that are censoring free speech, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And so what I did is I started reading some of the responses to this headline, and I just thought, what a glutton for punishment. When is it that you're going to wake up as to what's going on here? You who claims that you have all the light and you're in the know concerning what's going on, yet you praise the point man. The first comment, friends, was, you know what? I'm tired of seeing headlines like this about what the president's going to do, and 30 days later or a month later, nothing happens. No, it's just there to appease you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are enjoying some downtime before the formal state banquet in Great Britain Monday night. The event is being hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. Now, earlier today, the Trumps dined with the Queen and toured areas of the palace before visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London. The Virginia Beach community remembers the 12 who died in a shooting that took place at a municipal center Friday. The vigil ended with 12 candles being lit for the fallen. The gunman was shot and killed by police, and investigators say he was a former employee at the municipal center. The greatest risk for flash floods on Monday includes areas of West Texas, Kansas, Eastern Nebraska, and Western Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire on my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting right now, friends. Okay, guys. This all coming from the generation that refuses to correct themselves. Bradley, it's not how you say it. I'm sorry. It's not Bradley. I'm sorry, Bradley. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. You're just a little too harsh. I know the Bible talks about, you know, that is servants speak boldly, and that means forward to danger in Proverbs 28. And I know that the Bible says that we're Christians in Acts 11:26, and Christians act just like Jesus, and they're moved by the same Holy Ghost. And we understand that Jesus spoke as one, he spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Matter of fact, there's even times, we know this, Bradley, that, you know, there was times when Jesus, you know, spoke so boldly that they wouldn't even say anything back to him. You know, we also know that Jesus is the one that walked into the temple and took a whip and he started whipping things around and overturning tables and money changers and began to rebuke the people. But Bradley, you're not Jesus. I know, but we're born of the same spirit, sir. Yeah, but you know, that's just, Bradley, you're just taking the word of God too literally. You know, the difference between me and others is I believe, number one, I believe in gathering the results that are needed to preserve, number two. And number three, I'm sick and tired of people like you standing in the way, trying to straighten the very spirit of the living God, which will never happen in a million years. So get out of the way. If you're not in this with us, then get out of the way. You're a part of the problem. Bradley, it's not, you know, what you say, it's how you say it. You know, and we also know in Scripture where we gathered, you know, the Pharisees gathered together, and where they were all gathered there, they, you know, they reasoned, which is an enemy of faith, they reasoned within themselves, and they went to Jesus and said to him, by what authority do you do this? What authority are you talking about? Exactly. The same authority he had is the same authority we have today, by the same Holy Ghost that our big brother has, the captain of our salvations. It's the same Holy Ghost. Nothing's changed. They're just offended at it, friends, because they love the spirit of the world more than they love the spirit of the Holy One of Israel. Okay? And they're moved by the spirit of the world. They're antichrists. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's who these people are. Folks, you go to church and a preacher starts meaning what he's saying, and you can feel the power of the Holy One of Israel because he is a minister of flame of fire, as the Bible talks about. I'm telling you what, I love that kind of preaching because it moves everybody. People are trying to figure out why they got dead congregations today. Because you have dead preachers. They're still dead in their sin. Read the whole of 1 Corinthians 15. They don't believe. If they did, they would be a little bit more adamant about getting the results from God that he promised. You know, I mean, scriptures like Matthew 11:12, where it says the violent take it by force, where it talks about how we press into the kingdom of God. Read Philippians 3 as well, concerning what I'm highlighting right now. The violent take it by force. We press into the kingdom of God. For what? We're supposed to be importunate. We're supposed to be perseverant. What is that? Perseverance is a continuous state of grace. I'm sorry, a continuous state. And followed up until we are preserved by a spirit of grace. And it means we continuously go forward regardless. We're diligent. That means painstakingly. You know, I was telling a friend the other day, on the radio, about a picture that I seen out on the East Coast. It was at a Bible museum, and it was a picture that used to hang in the Prince of Preachers' office. And it had a little title under the picture, and it said, "The King Comforting His Soldiers." And the word comfort in Old English means to what? Push along in war. Okay, these people don't know war. Friends, I'm here to tell you, they don't know war. They love to dance around the cross. They don't like to bear their cross. They like to tell the world what they need, they should be doing when they're asked, of course. And I'm talking about professed Christians today. They're willing to tell the people what they need. They can't give them scripture because they don't know the word, but they can just tell you what their pastor or their hireling said from the pulpit. Right? These are the people that I'm talking about. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. Bradley, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Well, let me ask you something. Did it save your life? Because if it did, you should be saying thank you. You shouldn't be scolding or ridiculing people that are taking the time and laying it out there because they love you enough to tell you the truth. Your false gospel stands against and counters in strong, stark contrast what the Word of God declares. That's a fact. Strong confidence is found in... I'm just live radio, friends. Tell me how this one works, friends. I'm going over to 1 Thessalonians. Listen to this. Because our gospel came not unto you in word only, okay? Because our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. Folks, how often do you see this? How often do you partake with someone that really believes the gospel? And they practice what they preach, friends. Man, they're thankful that our others are in the battle with them, standing against the evils of the day, because that's the church's job, is to protest. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. It furthermore tells us we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. What Bible are they preaching? Not the one that I'm talking about. You know what? And so many of these guys have a head knowledge, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. God speaks to the heart, not the head. See, they don't understand that it tells us in the book of Corinthians that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. And if you go to 1 John, friends, it tells us that the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth, not to the compromise, not to the lie. And because they haven't tasted and seen that the Lord is good, friends, they don't want that message out there. And this is exactly the difference between the Holy One of Israel, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundations of the world, friends, named Jesus Christ, and the Pharisees. One had the power of God, was a witness in everything that he did, holy, undefiled, spotless. And then you have the Pharisees, fallen man, reprobate, heathen, without the Spirit of God. Who crucified the Christ? Who crucified who? That's exactly right. Because the carnal mind is at enmity with the Spirit of God. And it's exactly when you hear these people, you can identify them a mile away. It's not what you're saying. It's how you're saying it. Hey, dude, you need to understand the terror of the Lord. We persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I need to move on here so I can stay on this topic and finish it up before the end of the show. Again, I'm talking about this all coming from the generation that refuses to correct themselves. And what does Scripture tell us? Acts 2:40. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And I want to tell you where I find these people more than not. In the pulpits. In government capacities. Across the country. Spiritless people. Think they know all the answers until you hold them and set them to the task of answering what they should know, because they don't know. I'm going to give you an analogy after this break here, and it's just coming to my aid right now. And if I can pull it up, it's priceless. It's just absolutely priceless. And it proves the point perfectly as to what we're talking about right now. And why we're in trouble, because there's so many people out there that just declare that they know Jesus, and they're so assured of their salvation, and they don't even have the Holy Ghost. Well, oh, and by the way, just for the record on that one, it's good for you to understand, friends, it's not for a man to tell you that you're saved. It's the Holy Ghost that bears witness to your salvation, not man. That's why I strongly suggest each and every one of you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, so you know for yourself. Because first and foremost, the person from the pulpit doesn't have any business whatsoever in the Word of God to tell anybody that they're saved. Nobody. Okay? There was a great orator, a speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. And throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ and the witness of the Holy Ghost, and which I'm talking about right now. When he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer. Well, one man raised his hand. The speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a good speaker, man." Then taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God." By the way, Scripture tells us that knowledge puffeth up, okay? And I say to those that have knowledge and are puffed up, take heed that you stand, brother, from another mother, lest you fall. Then taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a good knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" The speaker, looking confounded to this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple is sour or sweet that you're eating, for I've never tasted of that apple." The man then replied, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34:8. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Welcome back. Talking about this all coming from the generation that refuses to correct themselves. Bradley, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Hey, listen, if you want to do something for the Lord, you first have to get people's attention. And the first thing to do, for, and friends, it's, what's interesting about these people, I just thought about this. You know, it's interesting, just recently I was talking to someone, we had dinner with someone, me and my wife once a year with these people, and as we were having dinner, they were talking about live sports, and they were talking about hockey, and I remember as a kid I used to go once in a while, my friend's parents would get tickets and we'd go to the North Stars game if we were lucky enough as kids. What was interesting, I said, you'd go in those places, I mean, you couldn't barely talk to who was right next to you the whole game. You know, and when I'm talking about these people that are talking about it's not what you say, but how you say it, these are the same people that are at home every Sunday, right, watching a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball in tights, screaming and yelling at their wives and at the television, telling the coach as to how he's supposed to play the game, right? You know, and he's probably, you know, along with, what, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 people at each stadium in every state of our union. Take that times 50, friends. Can you imagine what we could do if we came together for the right reason under Christ? You know, these are the same people saying, God bless America. Well, I'm saying to you, God has blessed America, and now bless God and obey him. Enough to actually act upon what he says. Do yourself a favor, because that's where you're at today, like it or not. And, you know, and you go to those games, you know, or you go by, because I don't watch TV. I haven't watched the filth in 20 years. Nothing good about it. But you look at these full-grown men in Minnesota, the Minnesota Vikings, you have them half yellow with their shirts off, half purple. They have the Ragnar horns on the top of their head, you know, the Viking, shouting the roof off. And these are the guys that are saying to me, brother, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You're such a stinking hypocrite, to say the least. You sicken me, and you sicken the up-and-coming generation with your hypocrisies. You're a reproach, is what you are. You're an embarrassment. But I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to what Scripture says. And I want you to listen to the Lord, okay? As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. That means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. He was knocking, friends. 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Now, if someone, it's like this, if I see a house on fire, am I supposed to just walk by it? Knowing that there's a family in there probably, and say nothing and just mind my own business? Or am I supposed to shout and say, hey, is there anybody in there? And go in and do my best to help them. Of course. Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Whoa! That counters what I hear today. I know. Folks, I was just telling my wife yesterday, much of what you see in as Christian representatives in the United States of America, they're a reproach to the Word of God. And they hold not the Spirit. I don't care how smart they are. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke, not how smart they are. Isaiah 1:10, read it when you get a moment. Bible tells us in John 7:26, but lo, he spoke boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Matthew 7:29, for he taught them as having one that had authority, and not as the scribes. Now, I want you to listen to this as well, friends, because Revelations 1:10, just to show you how I'm bringing this exactly sound as can be, without error, line upon line, precept upon precept. Revelations 1:10 tells us, this is John at Patmos, said, on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. As of a trumpet. Okay? The Bible says that we're to blow the trumpet to warn men to deliver their own souls. I mean, yet there are those who mean to tone down the power of the Spirit in warning, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, which also mean to make the Lord out to be just like themselves by turning the voice of one like a trumpet into a flute. Do you understand? The Bible says in Ezekiel 33, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land and he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever hear the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood be upon his own head. Do you hear that? Refuse all that you want. I mean, so conditioned are they and so tempered down by the hirelings of the day, John 10:12, you need to read these scriptural references. In parallel to what I'm saying, so conditioned are these people and so tempered down by the hirelings of the day who have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, read Jude 1:4, who have long departed from the faith. They don't have the Spirit, friends. They've departed from the faith. 1 Timothy 4:1, who want you to see the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelations 5:5, as that of a submissive little toothless kitten in the lap of the devil who continuously mocks the living God. That they have become just like him. Friends, this is why the American people have an image of Jesus Christ as being dead, effeminate, and bloodless, hanging on the cross. I'm here to tell you today, he's not on the cross, he's alive forevermore. Period. And we are called to be the witnesses of the resurrection, right? Come forth, Lazarus! Come forth! With a shout. These people are pathetic, wife. Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world that everything is okay. No, again, he preached, repent. Again, these people have not the spear, for they are not valiant for the truth, Jeremiah 9:11, nor do they lay it to heart, Malachi 2:2. They have not a care for the afflictions of the church, Joseph, Amos 6:6, and are yet are dead in their sins, 1 Corinthians 15:15-17. And no wonder why men look on these people with contempt. This is important for you to understand. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Who receives grace? Those that are already broken. Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision, going to who? Those that were broken by the law. Romans 3. Romans 15:8. And these are the same people that are going to look to the face of God on judgment day and tell the Lord as to how his servants should have preached his warnings. It's not what you say, Bradley Dean. It's how you say it. I end with this. Revelation 6:15-17. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains, and the mighty man, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation 6:15-17. I say, friends, It's not how you say it, but what you say, right? I'm sorry. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Say that. Well, no, I'm saying it doesn't matter. What I'm telling you is take heed, for it's better for you to take heed to the warnings today in the present than on that day, friends. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say.
Well, it doesn't take you very long to listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show to realize that you are hearing the truth on this show that you will not hear in many other places. Many pulpits, many churches, many people across America are unwilling to say what needs to be said. And not only that, do what needs to be done. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We always say we're turning talk radio into do radio, being doers of the word and not hearers only. And as you're listening today and you think, wow, I wish I had this guy every Sunday morning preaching at my church, or man, I see what you guys are doing to reach out to young people and old people and all across America. You guys are so busy. What can I do to help? Well, we're asking you today to become a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, because we keep adding new radio affiliates all the time, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a program where you can give on a monthly basis whatever amount is right for you, and that helps us to be able to reach out to more people. If you have seen us at an event, if you have seen us on the street, if you have heard us through the radio program and you have been blessed by it, you have been convicted by it, you've been inspired to go out and do the same, please support this ministry that is working its utmost to make sure that we're seeking and saving that which is lost and getting the truth throughout our nation. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, and that will show you how you can sign up to become a monthly supporter of our ministry. Or you can give us a call at 320-274-8400. Again, 320-274-8400. We appreciate all your support and helping us to reach others just like you.
Perfect. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.